This is the Straight Dope Podcast. I am back with another week for us to talk about a new subject. This week, we're going to be talking about training on paper versus training on steel. There's a lot of debate between paper and steel. Some of you are in one camp, some of you are in the other, and some of you are in between. That's why we are separating those and talking about them individually. This initial episode is going to kind of lay the foundation, describe what's going to happen, and then we'll have two separate episodes, one focusing on paper, another steel, and if we get to another one after that, maybe combinations of the two. But last week got out of control and I didn't get to a final tripod one, and that's kind of how it goes. We had a three-day class at Cameo, and a lot of things kind of just prevented me from getting back there. And because we don't have a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday posting schedule, because that's the way I like to do things, we are putting out episodes as available and talking about the subjects that we want to talk about. So that's what's going on this week, paper versus steel. If you like this format, let me know. Chris at riflecraft.com. Go to Instagram to Gun Around the Sun and send me a message, or Facebook. Give me a call if you have my number. Text me or reach out one way or another and let me know if this is something that you like and are enjoying. If you want to help support the podcast, which goes a long way, go to riflecraft.com and hit the store. Go get a supporter subscription. That helps a ton. And those of you who do that, have done that, continue to do that, or are thinking about doing it, it really does go a long way. And it doesn't cost much more than letting me shoot a few rounds a month through your rifle. So that's what's going on. And the reason last week kind of ended without an episode, and this week we're getting to it on Tuesday, is because we had a class up at Cameo. Before I jump forward, I do want to say that we do have three-day classes at Cameo going on this year, and there are three more that aren't full. We've got July 19th to 21st. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. August 16th to 18th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And September 20th to 22nd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Those are three-day classes at Cameo, and we go through fundamentals. We go through calculating drop, calculating wind, and getting good at my craft quick wind method. Then we go out to distance, and then we finish out in the terrain park doing all sorts of terrain angles, rocks, positions, locate, range, engage, or we locate it for you, we range it for you, and we go through scenarios, positions, the things that really are what you're trying to get after. So they're fun classes, and we start on paper, we alternate paper, classroom, and then we go to distance, and distance and angles, and then we go out into the field, and we shoot in the field, and Cameo's a great facility to do that. So if you're interested in that July, August, or September class, go to Sniper's Hide, and there'll be a listing there. Reach out to Frank, get on the list, get signed up, but there's plenty of room. So head over there and do it. It's pretty awesome, and I don't want to talk too much about that because I want to talk about training. Some people train, some people don't. For those of you who don't train, this might not be interesting. For those of you who are curious about training but aren't sure exactly what to do and how one thing might differ than the other, this will allow you to at least start to make your own opinions, try to craft your own training program or something like that. And it's not uncommon for people to say, well, they train a lot on paper or they train a lot on steel. I'm not going to talk about dry fire because it's going to be another week where we compare and contrast dry fire versus live fire. But when it comes to shooting bullets, are you better off shooting paper at 100 or steel at distance? That's what we're going to focus on. Now, everybody listening to this knows that I came up with the craft drill, and I am about to have a whole series on what is the craft drill, because now that it's been around a long time, there's variations. A lot of different shooting schools use the craft drill, the methodology, the assessment, but they use it in their own way. And I want to go back and say, this is what I think it is, this is what I think it isn't, and kind of clarify some of the things that people are doing that I don't think it does a whole lot for. So that's coming also, but that's going to be in video format. So the videos keep coming out to Sniper's Hide. as well as articles now with videos linked to them. And it's probably going to come out in that format because it's much more of an opinion versus make you think for yourself kind of a thing. When it comes to paper and steel, you're going to hear me take each side independently in these episodes, like paper for paper, steel for steel. But the truth is, and what I'll come out with if there's a final episode, but if there isn't, I just want to start this by saying, I think that paper and steel both have their place, but they both work almost completely independent elements of shooting as a whole. So you can get better shooting paper and you can get better at shooting steel. But if you do one or the other almost exclusively, there's going to be holes and weaknesses in your shooting that will be very hard to fill in if you then jump to a competition. Those differences are going to stand out. They're going to be very different from one another. But I think that both has its place. I think that both are extremely valuable and they teach you a heck of a lot that you can't really learn from the other. But that is for a future talk, and I want to hear from you before I kick these off, so I'm going to publish this today. What do you think? Have you been shooting paper more than steel, steel more than paper? Which one do you think is better for which? I would love to hear back from you while these are coming out and or before they come out. So if you hear this today, awesome. Reach out to me and let me know, and I can include that in a final summary. And if not, that's still fine. I like to hear from you guys. So reach out to me. It's fun to hear from listeners, and I've been hearing a ton from listeners the last 2 weeks since we've came back, and it is motivating. Now, I'm motivated anyway because this new style suits me really well, and because we're teaching so much and producing so much content, it keeps me focused on a topic for a week where I can refine, modify, adjust, test, go out and try things myself, and really concentrate on a topic on my own, which is actually kind of a nice break from just kind of randomly talking about whatever it is that seems to come up on the day that I hit record. So this is cool, but I want to hear from you in advance. Like, do you like paper? Do you dislike paper? Do you like steel? Do you dislike steel? Which one do you think is better or worse? Which one do you think works best for which? And I'm going to be talking about that, sharing my opinions and thoughts. But if I hear back from other listeners and they have inputs that are different from mine, I'd be happy to insert those in, not naming the person, but just saying, this is my opinion. Here's someone else's opinion. You know, for what it's worth, take it into consideration. But I'm trying to provide you with a way to hear about a topic that'll allow you to make what I think is a good choice for you and make you provide you with the information that I think is appropriate to make your own decisions, right? So I'm not going to feed you garbage or steer you one way or the other. I'm trying to provide you with a base that I think is logical, that I think is appropriate, that I think has good information so that then you can extract it and decide for yourself, because we all do different things. So it's silly for somebody to say, you know, this is exactly what you need when they don't know anything about you or what you intend on doing with your platform, because different platforms and different applications require different stuff. That's just the way it goes. So no matter where you are in your shooting, no matter how good your fundamentals are, no matter how good your scores at competitions are, no matter how successful you are at hunting or how often you have to use your firearm at work, there's stuff that you can extract and reapply back to your application, filtering it through your experience so that nobody's telling you what to do, but you're gathering information to be more responsible and to continue to educate yourself. So until then,